It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for January 6th, 2011. I'm John Moe. The southern part of Sudan is voting on Sunday, deciding whether to break away from the north and be their own nation. The UN and other groups will be monitoring how that election goes, investigating violence, intimidation. They won't just be watching from the ground. They'll be using satellites and Google Maps. Several human rights groups have teamed up with actors George Clooney, Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, and Don Cheadle in an effort to monitor events in Africa. Jonathan Hudson is with the Enough Project. Nathaniel Raymond is with the Satellite Sentinel Project at Harvard. They say you can watch, too.
The user will be able to scroll around on the map, and you'll see a variety of different colored pins. And those pins will be data feeds from different partners in Sentinel. So, for example, if you see a Harvard Humanitarian pin and you put your mouse on that, an image will come up that will be annotated with an explanation of what you're looking at. So that square over there will be marked as a building. If it's a hospital, you'll know that. If you see a building on fire, we'll be able to explain that. If you see people running from an explosion or from damaged buildings, we can contextualize that. And so for the first time, you'll be able to really interact with violence as it occurs and to humanize it. It won't just be an Associated Press wire report anymore. It will be visual, it will be interactive, and it will be searchable.
And we're also bringing in local voices from the ground. The Enough Project has a field producer named Tim Frecha who's on the ground shooting multimedia dispatches, feeding in video that brings in the local voices and local perspectives, as well as the crowdsourced crisis mapping.
What we are going to be able to do is also inform the response on the ground. So we are directly communicating with humanitarian responders already in Sudan and UN peacekeepers and UN operations staff. So this is a tool as much for the people on the ground already who are leading the response as it is for the public. Just to give you an example, right now we're watching about 8 to 10 spots where we see troop movements and buildup. And it is really, I think, important to understand here, we're not just talking about documenting events as they occur. It is about our presence being a deterrence capacity. The best case scenario here is for nothing to happen.
And how is this model going to work beyond Sunday? Like this effort doesn't stop with this one election in Sudan. What else is this going to do?
This open source early warning system that publishes the information transparently to the world and gives the world's public tools to get involved could be used in the context of, you know, many different response to various crises in the environmental arena. You could use this sort of system to track deforestation in near real time due to acid rain or climate change. You could use it to track public health emergencies like, you know, a cholera epidemic or some other global health emergency.
Much of the technology that we're using here, people use every day in terms of their car GPS or their iPhone to try to find a restaurant in their neighborhood. But what we're doing here is creating a pivotal space to be able to use that technology towards deterrence. And that is really the takeaway here, is that we're saying war crimes happen in the dark. And now we've got a spotlight.
Learn how you can monitor these elections from home. That's at marketplacetech.org. The tech world is in Vegas this week for the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES. It's a preview of all the new gadgets out this year. The big story at CES, tablets. Some 100 tablet computers meant to compete with the iPad. More tablets than Elvis impersonators down there. A tablet for every broken dream on the strip. Marketplace reporter Steve Henn is in Vegas, and he says the tablet everyone's really buzzing about isn't even there.
You know, it's funny. The most buzz about any tablet here right now isn't actually about a tablet. It's about a tablet case that was shown off by a group from China that is supposed to be for the iPad 2. It's a little bit slimmer. It has a front camera and a rear camera and a bigger speaker.
So the big splash is by something that that isn't even there. It's the Godot tablet, isn't it?
That's right.
Steve joins us for more CES coverage tomorrow. More coverage of the event also at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.